in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, proclaiming the Word of God, the two-edged sword that cuts to the heart. And we need to hear the Word of God. We need to submit ourselves to the Word of God. I'm looking at Luke 9, verse 61. Another said to Jesus, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those in my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven. Oh yes, we have to have our hands on the plow, because in the Holy Land, there were so many rocks. We have to look in front of us to see what God has for us. I remember just a couple of days ago, we stopped at a gas station, and there was a young man that Anthony went to and witnessed to him. The Lord had a word for him. And so Anthony proclaimed that word and prayed. Are we ready to do what God wants us to do? Are we ready? Don't wait for me. You have your own sphere of influence, and you are the one God calls to touch people. You are the one who God calls to look straight ahead. You are the one that God calls to bless people. It's all about blessing people. If you listen to these broadcasts and do nothing, it's sad, because you're not following what God's word is saying to you, that you are the one to go and bless people. You are the one to go and lay hands upon people. You are the one to go and proclaim the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of thingdom that we live in, the kingdom of God, which is in the power of the Holy Spirit.
The kingdom of God is always advancing in your life. The kingdom of God, day by day, moment by moment, is coming closer and closer, not only to earth, but the Lord is advancing you deeper and deeper into the kingdom. He is giving you more and more of his power and more of God's grace. God's grace is the ability to go beyond yourself. Before I gave that man the word, God was telling me to go speak to him. And I was not listening to God. But God said, Anthony, what good is it to be able to hear my voice if you will not listen to what I tell you to do? See, simple acts of doing God's will purifies us. It brings a kingdom from heaven to earth. It sanctifies us and it moves us in a direction. You see why the devil is afraid of time, because the kingdom of God is constantly advancing, and so are you. So what bothered you yesterday, you're over it today. What afflicted you 2 months ago, you have authority over now, because every situation that you are in your life, God has you there as a gift, so that you can surrender that situation to him. Not worry about the past, it's over. Not worry about the future, it hasn't existed. Just what is God telling me to do here and now? What is God telling me to do here and now? God knows all your needs, and he will meet all your needs. He is just looking. Will you live with me in the present moment? Will you do what I tell you to do now? Will you love me, thank me, glorify me now? Because right now, God is with you. Right now, everything is okay. Jesus is solution-oriented. When people went to Jesus, he gave them solutions for what was going on in their life always. Do you know today that whatever you're going through, Jesus already has the answer if you go to him?
You see, your sphere of influence is not mine, and mine is not yours. The Lord sends you out to bless people, to pray for people, to pray with people. The Lord sends you out. You say, I've never done it before. That's okay. I remember when I was a young priest, I had never anointed anyone before. And someone was sick. And I said to myself, I'm going to call the priest. And I was the priest. You see, I was used to calling someone else. But you see, God was calling me to anoint that person. You might say, we listen to Father Tom and Anthony, and we're blessed. But if you do not go out and do what we're talking about, you're not really blessed. Your ears have been tickled. And you know what about tickling ears? They do not do the will of God. Yes, you need to go out and touch people. You need to go out and proclaim the Lord Jesus. You need to go out and pray with people. You need to go out and do what we are all called to do, not only us, but you. And if you don't do it, who will do it? I remember Eleanor saying to me that she had gone to Planned Parenthood and that she had prayed, I believe, that God would send someone to Planned Parenthood. And I said to her, guess who he's sending? She said, I don't know. I said, you. He's sending you to Planned Parenthood to pray in front of that clinic abortion mill. He's sending you. We're not waiting for someone else. And so she took it up to herself, and she began to go to Planned Parenthood, offering people love, hope, and joy. And she brings people to her home, young women, and she listens to their cries, and she helps people. Who do you think God's calling? It's calling you. No, we're going to have the priest do it. No, don't wait for the priest. Don't wait for the priest. Don't wait for Father Tom. Your sphere of influence is different than mine. I have the sphere of influence in Quincy and beyond because of the radio. What about you in Tewksbury? What about you in other places? Braintree. What about you in East Boston? That's your sphere of influence. And God will send people to you if you are ready to receive people and lead them to Jesus. You see, God sends people to me because he knows I'm going to lead them to Jesus. God sends people to Anthony because he knows he's going to lead people to Jesus. God sent people to us so that we would pray for the sick and see that they're healed. You see, it all started once before we had ever done anything like this. And we said to ourselves, who will go and proclaim the kingdom of God? Who will go and lay hands upon the sick? And the Lord said, it's you. But I said, Lord, I never did that before. It's you. Go out and believe that the Spirit of God will help you and do through you what needs to be done. So I said, yes, Lord, how do we do it? He said, pray that one person would come to you in need of Jesus. So I started to pray, Lord, send one person to me that's hungry for Jesus. And he did. He did. He always does. You don't have to go and serve the multitudes. You see, I don't think that on the radio that Anthony and I are speaking to multitudes. I think that we are speaking to you. You are the one we're speaking to, not to multitudes. You are the one that God wants to send out. You are the one that God wants to prepare people to hear the word of God. We were with priests the other day at the monastery, and one of the priests said that he did pre-evangelization. I said, listen, people are going to hell because they do not know Jesus. We cannot be in pre-evangelization. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of healing. Now is the time to bring the gospel to people, not prepare to do it some other time. We are desperate to hear the word of God. And if you don't do it, it's not going to be done in your sphere of influence.
Your sphere is ever expanding as the kingdom of God is. As God trusts you with little and you are faithful, then he will give you more and more. Do not despise small beginnings. Do not despise where God has you. Because wherever God has you, it's a perfect place for him to give you more. If he sees you are a good steward with the gifts, his time, the people he gives you. For God blesses you so you can become a blessing. God saves you so he can use you to bring people to the Savior. God fills you with his love so you can release that love upon everyone else. God heals you so that you can become a healer in the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you have received is whatever God wants you to give. Whatever Jesus has saved you from, he wants you to go out and become a conduit to be a savior for the people who are in that circumstance. The exact area of the greatest warfare in your life is a direct arrow to where God wants to use you for. Whatever God has taken you out of, God wants to send you back in to that thing so that you can glorify Jesus Christ, so that Jesus can use you, so that you can testify, this is what I was here, but Jesus did this for me. I was low, but Jesus took me high. I was lost, but the Lord Jesus found me. And Jesus gives you power. See, are fully alive when we do what we are created to do, so we can be what we are created to be. What Jesus created you to do was to be his child and to release the kingdom of God upon this earth. You know, we have things, we have our jobs, and maybe we are parents, and that's not what we were created to be. We're created to be children of God, to release the kingdom of God upon this earth. And your job is your ministry field. That is where God has you, to plant the seeds so he can reap a powerful harvest in your life. We were created only to speak about Jesus, to glorify Jesus, to bring people into the kingdom of God. Now, being a wonderful parent, that's glorifying Jesus. Being successful at your job, doing that for the love of God, that is glorifying Jesus. But when people see you, you want to be excited about Jesus because Jesus is excited about you. Today, you want to be excited about Jesus because Jesus was excited about you. When I knew very little about Jesus, people could hear the passion and the excitement in my voice. And they said, whatever Anthony is talking about, it must be true. Whatever Anthony is speaking about, I have never heard someone speak about anything with so much life and joy and peace. And I want it. The only way to evangelize is to make people want what you have. You want them to want what God has given to you. God does signs and wonders because he wants to make people wonder. Wonder, what is it about them? It's nothing about me. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's what Jesus did for me, what Jesus saved me from, what Jesus wants to encounter you today. And Jesus is only looking like Father Tom said, for you to take the first step. Because as you take the first step, he anoints the second and the third. We're never going to be ready. We just need to move in faith. We are righteous through our faith. So how much faith do you have? I had never got a prophetic word in my life, but I was getting a haircut in Salem a couple of Octobers ago, and I saw an image of me standing in front of the psychic office with lines of hundreds of people with the sign free prophetic word. So I made the sign in faith, free prophetic word. And I called Father and he said, go do it. And I stood there and I cut off the people before they went into the psychics. And I said, it's free, because the kingdom of God is always free. The devil charges you for everything. And they said, are you a psychic? I said, let's just see what God wants to tell you. And I didn't know what I was going to say, but I knew who my God was. And I knew that Jesus would never let me down. If Jesus is telling me to do something, he has already given me the grace to complete the mission. And I stood there. And I began to say, give me your hands. And I began to pray in tongues in the middle of 30,000 people and all craziness. I began for the first time in my life to prophesy. And I began to just say, Jesus, come speak in my speaking. Use me as an empty vessel. And by the end, God revealed to me, and I spoke out secrets about these people who were in witchcraft and looking for the psychic that only God could know. And they said, how did you know that? I said, I didn't know anything except that Jesus sent me out here because he wants your life. Jesus sent me out here because he created you. He knows you and he loves you. And today is the day of your salvation. So we're going to ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my life, of your life. And we're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly, the darkness converted to the light. And all of a sudden, people were just coming into the kingdom of God, being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, receiving Jesus into their heart and being eternally changed. Because the darkness never battles with the light. The light comes to overshadow it. When you turn on a light in a dark room, there's no fight, there's no struggle. The light comes to overshadow it. And when the light of God comes into your life, it begins to overshadow the darkness. It overshadows the shyness. It overshadows the timidity. It overshadows, and that light of Christ puts in boldness. It puts in grace. It puts in the blueprints and the DNAs of heaven. So Jesus wants you to take the first step, and he will align the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. And he will begin to grow your sphere of influence, grow the ability to hear his voice, and grow the gifts of power and love within you so that you can be a miracle worker upon this earth.
You see, in 1968, I was praying with a few people, and the Lord's presence was there. It was wonderful. And the Lord said that he was going to send leaders to oversee the prayer groups that he was forming. And I'm looking around for the leaders. I'm looking around, who is it that he's going to send? Guess who it was? It was me. It was me. I said, Lord, I never did this before. Who am I to lead people? But you see, he had nobody else. And so he called me to lead people. And one day I called Sister Rita Drinkwater at the Cynical Retreat House. And she said, you know, tonight you called at the right time, because we're going to decide what we're going to do for the year at the Cynical Retreat House. I said, well, we want to come and we want to pray there. She said, I will put you in. And she put us in on a Wednesday, and we were there for years. And years, I called at the right time. Yeah. I had never done that before. But you see, it was because God wanted me to do it. I called at the right time. Yeah. And these are the things that God does. Thousands of people came to the Cynical Retreat House. Thousands of people. Atheists came to the Seneca Retreat House on a Wednesday night to the prayer group. That's what happened. I called at the right time. I didn't know it was the right time. But the Lord says, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to bless people. Now is today to lay hands upon people. Not tomorrow, and not who, but you, but you, but you. And you say, I never did it. That's right. You never did it, and you're going to have to depend upon God. You're going to have to depend upon the Holy Spirit. You see, the things that I've done, I don't need to depend upon God. I don't need to depend upon God to get out of bed, because by God's grace, I get out of bed every morning. But if the Lord tells me, I'm sending someone to you today, I want you to listen to them. Well, I'm alert. Who is this someone? I don't know, but I'm open, Lord, that you send this person to me. And you know that I'm going to lead this person back to you. You know that. But I'm not ready, because there's so many darkness things in my life. I'm going to tell you, I catch the fish. God cleans the fish. You catch the fish. God cleans the fish. I was going to New Hampshire the other day, and I saw Ward something, a Ward County. And I started to pray for someone I met in 1968. God wanted me to pray for John Ward. And so I did. I prayed for John Ward. How did you know? Because we're in Ward country. Who else does he want me to pray for? Someone whose name was Ward and someone whose name was John. These are the things that God uses. I didn't know that John needed prayer, and I don't know if he did need prayer, but I was faithful to pray for John because we went by that sign. You see, this is the way God uses us, in little ways, in big ways, in medium ways. As Anthony said, don't worry about being used in small ways. I don't think I'm talking to multitudes today. I think I'm talking to you, because you're the one that Jesus bled for. You're the one that Jesus gave his life for. You are the one that Jesus rose from the dead for. You are the one that the Lord wants to heal by his grace.
God and Jesus is always trying to communicate with us. God is trying to speak to us through every situation, every circumstance, every thought. We want to have an awareness to God at all times, because he is always aware of us. God likes to speak to us in the still, small voice to see if we're listening. God only yells at us when we haven't been listening to us, when we haven't been listening to him, and he really needs to get his point across. But God wants us to have our antennas up. He wants us to be in this world and be locked into Jesus, that we might see a sign, we might see a symbol. We want to be spiritually minded. You know, we're living in a spiritual reality. This physical world is controlled by the spiritual world. Everything we see is being controlled by the unseen realm. So we want to have wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to see things as God sees things. We want to ask the Holy Spirit to flood our mind so we have God's thoughts. We don't want to go through this life robotic. We want to be intimately knowing God right now. That right now, God, you had me click on this radio. Right now, God, you are speaking to me. That today is a day of someone's salvation. And today is a day you are calling me to step outside of myself and to go pray for someone. And who will it be, Lord? Whoever you bring in front of me, and I will have a thought. Maybe I will go speak to them. Yesterday, I was in a store that God sent me to, and he said, pray for this woman. And I didn't do it. I didn't do it in front of her. There was just chaos. And I was driving away and I felt the Lord say, go back. And you know what? I didn't do it. But I prayed for her in my heart. And you know what? I'm going to go back one day. I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell her, you know, God sent me here 2 weeks ago. And I didn't listen to him. But Jesus knows you and he loves you intimately. And I've been praying for you every day since. And today is a day that God has sent me because he wants to give you eternal life. Today is a day that Jesus wants to fill you with his love and his Holy Spirit. Now give me your hand so I can pray for you. And you can receive the healing power of Jesus Christ. Now she may look at me and say, who are you? Get away from me. But I am willing to be a fool for Jesus.
Yes, to be a fool for Jesus. I'm going to tell you, everyone is a fool for something. You know, you might be a fool for someone. And I'm a fool for the Lord. That's wonderful. I know that I'm a fool for the Lord, and that's okay. There are people that say, you know, Father Tom, I don't like listening to you. That's okay. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to, but you know what? I'm going to keep on talking because God has sent me in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.